Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We're all here. So Amber Lee's okay. Here. Haley and Michaels are here.
Yes.
It's going to be crazy with all the voices.
Yes.
And I was saying, we've never done this before with so many people, so hopefully everyone, we'll figure it out radio-wise.
You'll just have to, you'll have to all speak in third person for a little while and just act like this is normal. Well, Rob thinks that this is pretty cool.
All right.
That'd be awesome.
So we really wanted to just kind of have a long-form conversation with you guys because, well, obviously we have our hoedown coming up and you guys are playing at that, so that is big news as well. And then your song.
Can't wait.
Yeah, we're 2 weeks away, right?
It's next weekend.
Yes, next weekend. And then also, you know, your song is featured in this new movie, Walk, Ride, Rodeo, that is about you, Amber Lee. So what a bunch of exciting stuff happening all at once, it seems like.
I know, which makes it fun.
So how, I want to know how this came about. We were talking a little bit before Amber Lee got on the line about how you were approached for the movie with your song. How did that work out?
So we signed a deal with Sony last year, and we signed out of New York. And one of the cool things is that they have a really incredible film and TV department that's been really invested in getting our career going. And Hail Mary is a really special song to us, and it was something that was very personal to us. And we were waiting for what felt like the perfect way for us to release it. And when we got a call that we had an opportunity to have it in Walk, Ride, Rodeo, and we had never released it. So when we heard about Amber Lee and her story, we were honestly doing a little bit of a collective happy dance because it was just so perfect for how we envisioned it. And it's just been a dream to be a small part of Amber Lee's journey.
And Amber Lee, how incredible was it to, you know, see a movie about you?
Well, that is something that you never foresee happening in your life.
Yeah.
And it's been really amazing and crazy to honestly just see it unfold. Like, I've had people ask me, you know, when did the movie start? And I tell them 28 years ago, obviously, because I feel like everything is predestined. And so if this was the plan God had for me, he started it a long time ago.
Right.
But it's been amazing to have it play out and honestly just see the reaction from people. I mean, everywhere I go, and I mean, the little kids melt my heart, and just see them in awe of what, for me, I thought was just continuing to live life.
Right.
And that part has been really cool.
And it's an incredibly emotional film, and you know, it kind of hits close for me because I have a cousin who is like 5 months younger than me, who was in an accident when he was 18, and he's paralyzed from the waist down as well. So just to see the motivation behind it, you know, and just to give people, you know, the hope that if they are injured, you know, that they can keep on and do.
And do
you know,
whatever
they
are,
want. They're
yeah.
huge. And even, you know, even at a level that you maybe never imagined if you were still walking, right?
That part is what is so crazy. Is like I said, you don't wake up one morning and decide, oh, today I'm going to become an inspiration. I mean, it's like
right.
you wake up like everybody else does and just say, okay, how am I going to handle today? And just by doing that, I've been able to motivate others that they can do the same thing. Like, we really can just handle every day.
You know,
and that part I love.
You know what I love about you, Amberly, is that you are just a normal person, but you're not a normal person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, she's just like every other girl. Like, when I see videos of you and your speeches and talks and your Wheelchair Wednesdays that you've had, I was like, oh, she's just like any other horse friend that I have, because I ride horses too. And I'm like, but you're an amazing person. My cousin Jenna rides barrels. She's like, you have no idea just how amazing she is in the barrel horse world. Like, because you've done this amazing thing and you've done it after such a tragedy. It's so crazy. And I want to get back to the movie, too, because I'm watching it and I'm like, how do you watch? I mean, it was very difficult. There's a huge bunch of scenes that I'm sure were really difficult. I'm like, I want to ask you if you've watched the whole movie yourself, or is it too hard to watch the entire movie in its entirety? Because there's a lot of things I would imagine would be hard to watch.
You know, I have watched the whole movie a few times through it, and the first couple times I watched it by myself because I didn't know what to expect, you know? I mean, I was part of the filming process, and I was on set and prepared Spencer for a lot, well, every scene, honestly. We went through every scene and talked about the emotions that I felt, what was shown, what was not shown. So I feel like I'd worked through a lot of that, even just in the filming process. But there are pieces that are hard. And that was one of the coolest parts for me. So, I mean, not to jump right into the song, but, like, I didn't know that they had talked to Hayley Michaels about Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know about that. And so they had sent me the producer's cut. And they had some of the music in the background. So it gets to the part that I'm driving again.
Yep.
And that song came on. And, like, that's the part where I cried.
But yeah.
Out of so happy tears. Like, so much of, like, oh, my gosh, I remember feeling like that. And that was one of those most incredible moments for me. Like I said, it's not even the hard stuff. It was, like, oh my gosh, I remember feeling so happy right there. And that brought the emotions to me even more than the sad stuff did.
And that's why we all, you know, are huge into music, because any situation you're in, music has a way of somehow really bringing out your emotions. And if you're a guy who sometimes tries to build a wall, like we do, right?
Rob is literally explaining himself right now.
Like, we try to put a wall up and be tough, but, like, when certain songs come on, that's what makes the emotion just hit that much harder, which is really, really awesome for you to feel that way about Hail Mary as well, since, you know, it is about you.
Well, that's what was so crazy, is it was like a spot that I didn't even know that I would feel that way. You know, it was like a surprise to me, and just, it's really refreshing when you get to relive those moments of, you're like, oh my gosh, I really did handle that. And I totally felt the strength right there. And Hail Mary did that for me, honestly, in that moment. So I was excited with that.
I was so surprised at the part in the movie that it was, because I knew the song was in the movie. And so I was like waiting for it. And I thought for sure, like, she's going to be riding her horse and the Hail Mary song's going to come out. She's going to come spinning around a barrel. And then I was like, oh, my God, it's when she's driving a truck. And it was so surprising to me. You're right. When those little things, like just driving a truck and getting in back into that, like, because I'm thinking, oh, it's back in the saddle. But no, it's just driving the truck. It was such an important part in the movie, I thought, with that song and with that just little thing, like driving the truck. Like, I thought it was so great.
So did I. It became my favorite scene. It's my favorite scene that I get to share with people, honestly, which is crazy because, like you said, you'd think it would be the horses.
But right.
So but I remember the battle it was just to get back in that vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walk, Ride, Rodeo is available on Netflix right now. And Haley and Michaels now, has the song taken on a different meaning for you now that you've gotten to know Amber Lee?
Absolutely. I mean, Amber Lee, hearing you say that means so much to us. We're both, well, I'm going to out Ryan. We're both a little teary-eyed.
I'm doing like the tough guy. Rob, you know, yeah. Like my chin is like kind of, yeah. It's clenched up, but yeah. I'm not actually.
Puff your chest out a little bit.
Yeah. Keep right. That wall up. No. Don't let it
but
down.
I mean, exactly. Right, yeah. But truly, you know, we wrote this song about wanting to come back from really tough times that we had been going through. And we wrote it about spirit and heart and never giving up. And it was kind of a dream for us and how we wanted to handle our life situation. But then seeing it, Amberlee, in your story and in that movie and that scene and hearing you talk about it, it has become that much more crystallized and meaningful for us because it just connects it in a way. It makes it more real. It makes it more actualized. And I think that for us as artists, that's the biggest dream, to be able to connect with other people with music, you know, in the same way that music has done for us. And the fact that this song was a part of your story and connected to you that way, it absolutely has taken on a different meaning for us. And it's changed just everything for us. So really special.
And I'm sure you all have gotten some rewarding feedback from people who have not only listened to the song, but watched the movie, right?
So I can say for my part, I'm still buried in hundreds and hundreds of messages.
Yeah.
In the best way, though. I'm just slowly chipping at them. And it's been months, so I probably answer at least 100 messages a day, and I'm still just, I mean, head deep in them.
I think people understand, though, you know?
You could even be a motivator in a different way for people like Holly, who have 100 emails a day about songs that we should play on the radio.
That's the kind of emails I get. I would prefer inspirational ones or something like that. But yeah, I'm not there.
Yeah, your next Instagram post should be about staying on task at work, answering 100 emails a day.
I'm gonna
I'll just send you some of the uplifting ones and just to throw in there in the middle, and they'll help you out.
It would be really cool to see. And a question I wanted to ask you, Amber Lee, was, you know, a lot of movies, like you talked about, when it's, whether it's, you know, that says it's based on a true story or is a true story, there's obviously a lot of things that happen to, you know, make it more entertaining, make it more, you know, movie-like. Was there anything in there that surprised you that was like, whoa, that definitely didn't happen? Or was it pretty on pace to a real life?
You know, they did a really good job. I gave it like 85%.
Okay.
On its accuracy, which is honestly, I think, pretty good.
Yeah. But
I think that the part that is tricky, I guess, so they just took so many stories. Like, we had so many stories, right? And they had to kind of shift the way the stories were built into the movie and the timeline. And so that stuff made it, you know, that's why I say it's still accurate. It just was kind of accurate in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They did a really good job, though, of trying to stick to that. I wish, if I could change one thing, I wish that they had spent more time saying how cool my family is.
I felt like I got that from the movie, though. I get, though.
You did?
Yeah, I totally got it.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad. My family is so cool. Like, and I wish, and they're not like a normal rodeo family. You know, my family is so talented in everything that they have done and continue to do. And so that would have been my one change, is I wish that they had been like, okay, by the way, I know Amberlee's cool, but like, let's look at the rest of her family for a minute. Like, they're even cooler.
I feel like
make another music video, Amberlee, and just like have your family in it?
Yeah, we could just. Oh my gosh. That would be a dream come true of my life.
Done.
Deal.
As long as I can hit a baseball on a professional baseball field, then we're
done. We will line that up without a doubt.
Because, you know, her dad was a professional baseball player.
Yeah.
So I feel like that even helps your family helps you through this. And that's why also they are so awesome. But they're not like a normal family either, because there's that competitive edge that's already in you and
there's
that whole mindset.
There was a toughness there that, you know, they weren't going to let you, you know, talk yourself out of being anything but successful, right?
Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, like, it's not like I was just talking with like one of my siblings the other day. And we were sitting and talking about, like, it wasn't even for me, you know, am I going to get back on a horse? Or, you know, like, am I going to be tough? I mean, it was like, you're a Snyder. Like, of course you are. Like, that's just how we handle life. I mean, it doesn't matter what life is going to give us, because it's hard. And life sucks sometimes. But, I mean, hey, we've got all of us together. And with all of us, like, what can't we handle?
It's a great motivator, and I noticed something there at the end of the trailer we were watching earlier, too. It says, we don't get to choose what happens to us, but we do get to choose what happens next. I thought that was such a cool quote to think about.
Yes, and they pulled that actually from my real speeches, so that was kind of fun.
That's awesome. I have a couple horse nerd questions, though, before I keep feeling I have all this anxiety, like, oh, my God, we're going to wrap this up. I'm not going to get to ask this.
Okay, horse stuff.
One is that I feel like your horse power should be a Briar horse. So I would like you. This is not a question.
Amen.
This is just a direction, I guess. I will rally for Briar to make a horse of your horse, because I find it amazing that here's this horse that you did not choose for riding for what was going on with you. So, like, not all horses are safe. Like, because I'm like, this is amazing that this horse. And so you had him prior to the accident. Is that correct? Or did I not?
Yes, okay. I got him when I was in high school.
Okay.
And he was a handful.
Right. And that's what I got from the movie as well. And so I'm thinking, like, okay, they mentioned like a buck here. And I'm like, this horse, and especially barrel horses, they're really spirited. I'm like, how the heck is she getting on this horse? How is this horse? This horse is an amazing horse. Like, I feel like he needs to be a Briar horse. Like, I would buy him in a second. I mean,
well,
a Briar.
I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like you would not believe when I go places. I mean, like, I fly all over to speak, and the little girls are, well, where's Power? I'm like, well, he didn't fit in my suitcase.
Right. But I feel like a Briar, he would fit in your suitcase. That would be really awesome.
If I could take him, there would be Powers everywhere. And I love that.
Okay. Well, I hope maybe this interview gets to Briar and that they will do something with that. And then my next question, because I looked at all your videos. I could not find this particular answer anywhere, which is just barrel racing information. My cousin is super competitive. She wins saddles in Florida and stuff. And she's just like, barrel racers do a specific thing. She conditions her horses. She doesn't run barrels all the time. What are some of the secrets that you do to be so successful, other than, you know, be amazing in general?
Well, thank you. I spend a lot of time out of the arena, honestly. Where my parents are at, there's like just, I don't even know how many acres behind us, but you just get to ride in. Even at my house that I just bought, I ride outside a lot. I think that there's so much that goes into finding like that peaceful place with you and your horse, and just enjoying like the abilities that we get to have to ride.
Right.
And I think that sometimes we spend so much time getting wrapped up in, we have to be perfect in the arena and we have to practice and we have to drill right there, which I do. Don't get me wrong. Like, we practice every week. We have I usually probably work the barrels once a week on him, but the rest of the time I just spend getting him in shape and legging him up and keeping him sound and mentally keeping him happy. And I think that doing that is truly what helps us be able to go into the arena with the right mindset.
Okay, that's totally something that she does as well. And I'm just like, oh, does everyone do that? And she was like, I watch a lot of videos and training. But that was one thing I couldn't find on you. And maybe it's just, you know, buried in all of the good movie stuff, is that I was just like, I can't find training. I want training videos. So I just couldn't find any. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
I know. I need to put more up, honestly. I do them at, like, my clinics. I teach my drills at my clinics. I'm very simple, honestly, the drills that I do in the arena. But I should probably put videos up. I'll make those. No more Wheelchair Wednesdays.
Okay. Sorry. I don't mean to give you a ton of suggestions. I'm very happy with everything. I just wanted to make sure, because I told my cousin Jenna that we were going to be talking to you, and she was just like, when can I hear it? What can I? I'm like, do you have any questions? She's like, just barrel racing stuff. Get information. I was like, okay. So we're just really excited to, like, get in the mind of, you know, a world-class barrel racer.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll put more up. I'll add it to my list.
She's like, okay, one more thing.
One more thing. 100 emails. Yeah, no.
So, again, Walk, Ride, Rodeo is on Netflix right now. Amber Lee, thank you so much for chatting with us. Haley and Michaels, let's see if maybe, Holly, you can get some of your horses out at Hoedown on June 15th, and we'll go ride around the parking lot.
I need to get outside more.
I feel like
I need to ride outside now that I hear this. I'm like, all right, I need to do that. Because I'm a 100 jumper. We stay in the ring a lot, and it's super boring. I'm gonna move out of that way.
This could be our next attempt at a viral video. Haley and Michaels playing Hail Mary while on horses.
Okay. They probably would like to recreate the scene with the truck a little bit better. It might be safer for them, but I like it.
Or you can do it in the back of my Chevy pickup truck, whichever you choose.
Okay, great.
I love it. And now, Amberly, can you tell us how to ride a horse before June 15th?
Yeah, we might need to fly you out and have a little bit of a boot camp day.
A couple YouTube training videos should be good to go.
That'll be fine. That's what my husband did when he wanted to load a horse.
Like a great idea.
Well, thank you guys so much for hanging. We're definitely going to do some more chatting and hopefully some more fun videos on June 15th at Hoedown. And we're going to let everyone know here in Detroit to check out the movie and check out the new song, too.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
You guys are super sweet. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So fun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.